All right, so today we're diving into something pretty interesting. It's Goblin's Protocol, and specifically their unsupported token list.
Okay.
I mean, you're curious about this, and frankly, so am I. It's like we're talking about DeFi, right? Anything goes decentralized,
Right.
but then bam, there's this list of tokens that they're basically saying are off limits.
How
Hey,
does
that even work?
good question. And it gets to, I think, one of the things that makes DeFi so
Well,
fascinating.
right.
You know, we talk about this system that's built on open access, no permission required, but then you see these guardrails pop up, right? And it's not necessarily coming from traditional regulators in this case.
Yeah, and that's where I think this list is so interesting. It's Goblin's the company drawing a line in the sand.
Yeah.
We're looking at this document. It's dated August 22nd, 2024, which feels surprisingly recent
Yeah.
given how much weight this thing seems to carry. So let's break it down. Let's start with the first category: legal and regulatory requirements.
Okay.
Now, I have to admit, when I saw securities mentioned in here,
Right.
my ears perked up a bit. That feels like a whole other world, even if you're not someone who's, trading stocks every day.
It is, and it shows you how the long arm of the law, right? The real world regulators extends even into DeFi.
Okay.
And we're talking about the SEC here, right? The Securities and Exchange Commission, big dog when it comes to financial markets, at least in the US. And Goblins, as a company, they're operating in this space, so they have to be mindful of those rules, especially when we're talking about tokens that might be considered securities.
So it's not like Goblins is just like arbitrarily deciding this. There's
Yeah.
like a real legal backdrop
Oh,
here.
absolutely. And in fact, the document even calls that out specifically. You've got federal agency settlement or court judgment
Oh, wow.
as a criteria for this category. So
That's serious.
this isn't just, oh, we're being cautious. This is like, no, this has already been flagged by the people with the power to make our lives difficult.
Makes you wonder, right? What does that even mean for the future of DeFi? If these decentralized platforms still have to answer to these
Yeah.
external forces,
Yeah.
I think that's a conversation for another time, maybe.
Absolutely. The lines are blurry.
Yeah.
It's a big question. Who actually has the power here?
Yeah, for sure. But for now, let's stick with this list.
Hey.
Let's go to the next category. This one, I'll be honest, sounds a little more, shall we say, dramatic. Fraud allegations.
Yeah.
This is where it feels like that Wild West aspect of DeFi really comes into play.
This is the one with all the juice, right?
Right.
But it's interesting because even in a space that's like, oh, we're anonymous, decentralized, reputation still matters.
Yeah.
And if there are serious allegations of fraud against a token, against the creators, Goblins has to take notice.
It's like even in the Wild West, word gets around. You don't want to be caught doing business with the wrong people, especially if those major financial or criminal regulators, as the document calls them
And
out,
especially,
are sniffing around.
yeah, that's game over. Goblins got to protect their users, right? And that means staying away from anything that could put those users at risk, even if it hasn't, gone to court yet, hasn't been proven.
Yeah.
The allegation itself is sometimes enough.
Okay. So we've moved on from financial crimes and fraud allegations and all that.
Right.
The next category here is intellectual property.
Okay.
And I'll admit this one felt a little less immediately thrilling.
Sure.
But then I started thinking about it. We're in the digital age, right?
Yeah.
Protecting what you create.
Yeah.
That feels more important than ever.
Absolutely. And it's easy to dismiss intellectual property as like, oh, it's just, legal mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
But it matters. It's how we say what's valuable, how we protect that creativity, especially in this decentralized environment. And they break this down into a few things in the document: copyright, trademark,
Right.
and then this interesting one, publicity rights.
Okay, so copyright I get. Like someone straight up copies your code, your music, whatever, your artwork, without asking.
Right, it's yours.
That's not cool. That's
Yeah.
infringement.
Yes.
Trademark, that's like brands and logos, right? I can't just start making my own energy drink and be like, this is Red Bull.
Exactly. Copyright is the actual work. Trademark is what identifies where it came from, the
Okay.
source of the thing. But publicity rights, that's where it gets a little weird.
Yeah, because that one threw me. What even is that in this context?
It's interesting.
The document says it goes beyond the mere usage of a common name.
Okay.
This just makes me more curious, frankly.
So this is about you, right? Not just the art, not the brand, but like your likeness, your identity. Someone can't just use that to make money without asking.
So give me an example. What would that look like in the crypto space?
Imagine a deep fake video, right? Some celebrity is suddenly endorsing this new coin they've never heard of.
Oh, wow.
Or simpler, slapping an athlete's picture on your NFT collection without permission.
So you're protecting people from their identity being used, basically.
Exactly. In the digital world, that's huge.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's three down, one to go. The final category, risks to users.
Right. The catch-all.
Yeah. This was pretty broad, right?
Intentionally so. This is where Goblins has to use their judgment a bit.
Okay.
Even if a token doesn't perfectly fit those other categories they're looking at, is this risky? Will it hurt people?
So, like, what kind of risks are we talking about? Give me something concrete.
Technical stuff. For one, imagine the code of this token is a mess. Full of security holes, just waiting to be hacked.
Right. That's bad for anyone holding it.
Exactly. Or maybe the token structure itself is shady.
Okay. So, not even that someone's actively trying to scam,
yeah.
But the way it's built is...
It could be designed to screw people over, yeah.
Wow.
And then there's just other, which is deliberately vague.
So that's where Goblins is like, we know shady when we see it.
Basically, it could be the team behind the token, their reputation.
Right, word on the street.
Is it going to last? Any big controversies around it? It's them looking at the whole picture.
Okay, so we've talked about WHY, a token lands on this list, but the document also has this tips section.
Right. Guidance for the users.
I think we've got time to get into that. What are the Goblins telling us to do with this info?
Definitely worth a look. It's actually pretty short, but important.
Okay, lay it on us. What wisdom do the Goblins have to impart?
So first up, they really want you to explore alternatives.
Yeah.
Even if Goblins is like, nope, not this token, doesn't mean it's automatically BAD or that there aren't other ways to get involved.
Right.
It's a good reminder, right? Yeah. Goblins is one platform in a much bigger world. Don't limit yourself.
I like that. It's less like, you must go this way. More like, here's a map, lots of paths.
Exactly. You're in control.
Okay, what's the second big tip?
The classic, engage with the community.
Right. Gotta love that one.
Bit vague, always is, but it's true. Do your own digging, you know? Don't just take Goblins' word for it, or mine even.
Yeah, especially in this space. It moves so fast.
Exactly. Decentralization only works if people are informed, right? Asking questions, getting different viewpoints.
Makes sense. Don't blindly trust any list, even if it's from, you know, the Goblins themselves.
Exactly. Be smart out there.
So, having gone through all this, I gotta say, I feel way more clued in now. Not just blindly trusting the Goblins in both senses of the word.
Right.
What about you? Big takeaways from all this.
Two things, really. One, this list, it's powerful. Even in DeFi, the real world, it matters.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But two, it is still subjective. Goblins, they're making judgment calls, right? Don't just blindly accept it. Think critically.
And that's what we try to do here on the show, right?
Yeah.
Give you the tools to think for yourself. So we've explored why something gets blacklisted. But the document never says how to get off the list.
Yep.
What does that tell us about who truly holds the power here? Something to ponder. Until next time, thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.